All right, let's do this. Welcome to the first ever episode of the Ollie King PT podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is something that I've wanted to do for a long, long time now, and it's an absolute pleasure to have you here. It's a pleasure to have you on board, and thank you so much for listening. So in this series, series one, is all going to be about cutting through the noise, tackling the real challenges that you and people face when it comes to losing weight and feeling better in your body. But before all that, if we've not met, I'm Ollie King. I'm a personal trainer. I'm an online coach. I've been in and around either training myself or working with clients now in basically in and around the fitness industry. For just over a decade, I've helped hundreds of people drop weight, build strength, and feel really like the best version of themselves, all without giving up everything in their life that they enjoy. This series isn't about extreme dieting, detox teas, or gym bro nonsense. It's about building confidence, creating structure, and actually seeing results in a way that fits your life and doesn't fight against it. Today, we are going to be diving straight into one of the biggest myths in the health and fitness world, and that is motivation being the magic bullet. Spoiler alert, it is not. Let's be 100% honest now. If motivation was all it took, you would already be smashing your goals. You would not be listening to me on this podcast. And you probably wouldn't be stuck in that loop of saying, I'll start again on Monday or waiting for the stars to align. Yet, here we are. So let's break down why motivation is a trap, what actually works. I'm going to give you some practical tips that you can use right away starting today that I use for myself and I use with my podcast. Why relying on motivation is the trap. So, motivation is a feeling. It does come and go. It's like relying on the great British weather to decide if you're going to work today. And as I sit here at the start of June recording this podcast, the great British weather has been pretty indifferent so far. You wouldn't skip work because it's raining, so why let your workouts or your meals depend on whether you're in the mood or not? Let's be honest, let's be real. Life does throw curveballs. I'm sure this week you have had a few yourself. You're not always going to feel, you know, pumped to train, you know, motivated to train after a rough day. Or say no to that takeaway when you're stressed to the eyeballs, boss is doing your head in, you know, family life's absolutely mad, all that kind of stuff. So if your whole plan relies on being motivated, it's already built on pretty shaky ground. Building routines that stick even when you can't be arsed is the absolute number one thing that can help you break through. Here's the truth, discipline beats motivation every single time. That's why it's important that you need a system, a plan that still works when you're stressed, when you're tired, when you're busy, when you're not in the mood. And this can mean workouts scheduled into your calendar like meetings, something I get my clients to do on a week-to-week basis. I think that can help really, really well is you plan everything in pencil. So you sit at the start of the week, you spend, you know, 5, maybe 10 minutes just looking at your week as a whole, like you would do at work. You're planning your meetings, you plan things in. So you've got a little bit of structure and a little bit of, you know, a little bit of a plan going into the week. As well as this, meals that are quick, tasty and repeatable, stuff that you enjoy, not eating chicken rice and broccoli 15 times a day. That would be quite an achievement, to be fair, eating it 15 times a day, but you get what I mean. Something that you know, you like. We're getting high protein eventually, we're getting fruits and vegetables, lots of water in. Something that is harder for you to not do than do is the absolute key when it comes to staying motivated and staying disciplined. And then a fallback plan for when those bad days do happen. Maybe that can be a 20-minute walk. Maybe that can be, you know, kind of a 15, 20-minute home workout session. If you're setting yourself up with expectations of I am going to do this and it's going to be very all or nothing, then that can be something that falls off quite quickly just because you'll have 1 week that's great, second week might not go to plan, third week you don't do anything at all, suddenly you are back at square one. This is what I do with every single client that I work with, across the board, every single client. We don't just plan for the best case scenario. we prepare for chaos because chaos does happen on a week-to-week basis. Like I said, work is going to be stressful. Life is going to be stressful. Family life is going to be stressful. Something is going to happen out of the blue, very out of the ordinary. And I want you to be able to get a result long-term and not just short-term. So you might be sat there right now thinking, that all sounds great, Ollie, but how the bloody hell do I do this? Well, I want to give you actionable habits and actionable steps that can keep you consistent. So what can you actually do right now? Well, I want you to lower the bar on bad days. And that might sound a little bit negative, but it's not. I want to keep you consistent. I don't want you to really be focusing on perfection. On the days where things do line up, great, amazing, fantastic. But that is where you see a lot of people come unstuck. And I'm guessing that's why you have come unstuck on a few occasions as well now. And if I can give you any piece of advice over this podcast or this series, it is about consistency and not about perfection. It's about showing up every single day, even if you've only got 10, 20, 30, 40%. If you can get something done on the bad days, that is the absolute key. And that is the number one habit and repeatable system that I see clients who get outstanding, dynamite, incredible results versus the clients who fall off in the first few weeks. So if you can set three non-negotiables right now for this week ahead, things like getting step counts in, whether that's 4,000, 2,000, 6,000, 7,000, whatever it is, I like to use range targets. So if your average step count, say throughout the day, is something like 7,000 or 8,000, give yourself a range of 5,000 to 9,000. You can play around with those numbers. I'm just pulling them out of thin air. But giving yourself a minimum and a maximum and a range to work within can make it so less overwhelming and so much less demanding. The same with meals. One protein rich meal a day, or one or two, can really keep you going consistently and stop aiming for that perfection of kind of trying to hit your protein every single day. Yes, we want to get your protein nice and high. Yes, we want to increase that over time. But if you're just starting out again and you are feeling a little bit overwhelmed of where to start, focusing on smaller habits at start is a really good way to go. And things like 10 minute kind of body weight circuits. Again, going back to things that are harder to not do than do. Going to the gym for an hour is all well and good, is brilliant, getting up earlier. But I know you're probably sat there thinking that I can't get up earlier. You know, I start early at work, or you know, I finish late. So giving yourself, you know, a 10-minute body weight circuit or 15-minute body weight circuit can be brilliant. 15 minutes of your day is only 1% of your day. And I guarantee you can find 15 minutes right now. After this podcast, you could find 15 minutes to work out, to do something, or go for a walk, I guarantee. And then tracking habits, not just the outcomes. Celebrate that you kept the promise you kept to your, celebrate that you kept the promise to yourself. That is absolutely key. That, you know, having non-scale victories as well as scale victories, you know, setting yourself goals for the week, small, medium, and large, you know, small, short-term, medium-term, and long-term. I know it can sound a little bit corporate, but if you've got something that you can fall back on where you can tick things off on a list on a day-to-day basis, simple things, it starts to build momentum and it becomes like a domino effect. It becomes like a snowball. It goes down the hill and it builds brilliant, brilliant consistency, which is what we're all about. It's these small daily actions stacked over time that lead to results. Not whether you felt motivated on a Wednesday, Tuesday, or a Thursday. Don't know why I said it that way around, but if you can keep it going on a long-term basis, you will get an outstanding, outstanding result. If I could use a client as an example right now, I'm going to choose Kerry, because Kerry actually recently got married as well. Congratulations. When she joined my program, the Lean 90 program, she was stuck in the cycle of fad diets and quick fixes. She tried absolutely everything and nothing stuck. That might be a little bit like you. But what she needed and what we worked on together wasn't other than a meal plan. She needed a proper strategy. We built a routine around her busy life, made space for the foods that she loved, added in that key accountability, and she dropped 26 pounds But more importantly, she kept it off and continued the weight loss journey and the health and fitness and lifestyle journey that she's been on. Kerry is now feeling the most confident she ever has, empowered. She was ready to walk down the aisle this summer with no fads, no starvation, just structure, support, and sustainability. And that is what this podcast is here to give you too. So let's tie things in a nice little bow and wrap everything up when it comes to motivation versus consistency. Here's your reality check. Motivation is not what's going to get you where you want to go. It's not consistent, ironically. It doesn't care about your goals. And if you wait around for it to show up, you'll stay stuck where you are right now. But with consistency, that is the absolute golden ticket. And it's built by doing the basics that I've laid out for you in this podcast. Even when you don't feel like doing it, if you do it, that is where the absolute dynamite key results come from, especially when you don't feel like it in the first place. Start by lowering the bar on the hard days, stack the small wins, make those daily promises to yourself in a list format, and actually keep to them. Because when you do that, you build trust, you build momentum, and suddenly the results start showing up too. No fads, no extremes, just a real plan that works. So if you've been stuck in that stop-start cycle, if you're fed up of waiting for the right time, let this be your push to finally start this Monday, ironically, or set a plan and really start to take control of everything in your life right now. Thank you so much for tuning in to episode one of Ollie King PT Podcast. If you enjoyed it, would you do me an absolute solid? Screenshot it, share it to your stories, tag me in it, DM me the word interested if you're ready to build a plan that fits for your life. And don't forget to hit the follow button so you don't miss out on the rest of the series as well. Until next time, keep it simple, keep it consistent, and as always, keep showing up every single day.